You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlich, and today we dive into the deep and unknown creative ocean of our exciting and creative mind. Hello and welcome to the Artitude Podcast 228, coming to you not just as a ritual art designer and digital shaman, but also as somebody deeply moved by recent events. Today, we dedicate our exploration to the profound realms of ritual art, inspired by my collaborative works, The Last Human, and Trans-Audience Tragedy, with the latest Corina Thornton, whose brilliant spirit and creative force have left an indelible mark on the world. These works, which include captivating ritual performances, can be viewed online and continue to inspire and challenge us. In this episode, we delve deep into the historical and cultural significance of ritual art, exploring how this ancient practice has captivated human imagination for millennia. From the sacred cave paintings of our earliest ancestors to the intricate ritual bronzes of China and the dramatic religious performances of medieval Europe, we trace the evolution of this art form through ages and empires. We will discuss how ritual art serves not just as a method for artistic expression, but as a vital tool for social, spiritual, and cultural continuity. As we explore various cultures and their unique artistic contributions, we will see how these practices have been pivotal in expressing identity, voicing resistance, or fostering healing. So today, we also unravel the concepts of syncretism, the blending of cultural and religious elements from different backgrounds, which has given rise to new artistic expressions that carry multiple layers of spiritual and cultural significance. This melting pot of traditions showcases how art can act as a bridge between the ancient and the modern, the sacred and the communal. So, join me as we journey through time, exploring how ritual art is not just about preserving the past, but it's a vibrant, evolving practice that helps us understand our present and inspire our future. Let's discover how, despite our diverse histories, we share a collective human experience through the universal language of art. What makes this art form so special? Why has it captivated human imagination for millennia? So just let's dive in a bit. First of all, I would define ritual art a little bit. So the ritual art encompasses a wide range of artistic practices that are integral to ceremonial or religious activities across different cultures. It includes visual art, performance, and multimedia expressions that are used to communicate, enact, or facilitate spiritual, cultural, or social customs and traditions. So, when we're gonna go back into really ancient times, imagine the walls of a prehistoric cave with paintings that are not just decorations but sacred symbols, designed to influence the very focus of nature. This is where our story begins, with the earliest humans who used art as a powerful tool in their spiritual and survival rituals. From the historical context, so the ancient beginnings, the roots of ritual art trace back to prehistorical times, when early humans created these cave paintings, totems and ceremonial objects that played central roles in their spiritual and survival related rites. These artifacts were not merely decorative, but were believed to possess powers that could influence natural and supernatural elements. I mean, it was a belief which is completely disappeared now in our technological oriented world. And I must say, for me, if I'm gonna have my performance, it helps me a lot, you know. It's really to get into trance. And I mean, if you look into shamanism, if you study into shamanism, these beats, if you just create it by yourself, it can bring you already into a trance. And I mean, the proof is the popularity of trance music, for instance, you know, or even other drums, you know, which is great. So there are Native American cultures, so crossing over to the New World, Native American tribes used arts in their ceremonies, be it through intricately designed costumes for a dance or meticulously crafted sand paintings. So each piece carried a spirit and a purpose to bring about healing, harvests, or spiritual guidance. I mean, and not to forget the African continent at all, where tribes created masks and sculptures that were more than wood and paint. So many African tribes used masks and sculptures during ritual dances and religious ceremonies to represent deities or ancestors, invoking their presence during important community decisions or rites of passage, you know. So brought to life during powerful dances and community rituals, it is amazing. So as empires expanded and cultures intermingled, ritual art became a melting pot of traditions, each influencing the other, creating a rich tapestry of artistic expression that spanned continents and epochs.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Ritual art became a point of syncretism. Artifacts and styles blended, giving rise to new artistic expressions that carried multiple layers of spiritual and cultural significance. So what exactly is syncretism? I would like to explain this term a little bit deeper. It's a term that might sound complex, but the idea is really quite beautiful and profound. Imagine you're at a crossroad where two different roads meet. From one direction, you have travelers carrying their traditions, beliefs, and art forms. From the other, travelers bring their own equally rich and diverse. When they meet, they share, they blend, and they borrow from each other. This intersection, this blending of cultural and religious elements from different backgrounds, is what we call syncretism. In the realm of art, syncretism is seen when artistic traditions from disparate cultures merge to create new forms that reflect combined influences. Think, for instance, about the Roman Empire, where Roman gods merged with Greek deities and their myths and iconography intertwined. Or consider the Caribbean, where African religious practices mixed with Christianity given rise to new religious traditions like voodoo or Santeria, each with its own unique artistic expression. Syncretism isn't just a blending, it's also a creative and dynamic process. It represents adaption and survival, showing how cultures can coexist and enrich each other through mutual influence. In art, syncretism challenges us to see the world from multiple perspectives simultaneously to appreciate the complexity of human creativity. So as we explore ritual art, understanding syncretism helps us appreciate how deeply interconnected our world is. It's a reminder that our artistic expressions, whether they appear in a temple in Asia or a church in Europe, are often more connected than we might think. Now, when we see this evolution over centuries, ritual art in Europe saw profound expression through architecture, sculpture, and paintings, prominently displayed in cathedrals and churches, which themselves were sites of significant religious rituals. In Asia, they have diverse practices. So in Asia, from the intricate ritual bronzes of China to the classical dance forms of India, which are deeply tied to religious narratives and temple rituals, art has served as a means of both personal and communal engagement with this divine. What's about the modern applications? Yeah, if we go fast forward to modern times, where ritual art does not merely belong in the annals of history, but continues to evolve in and influence contemporary art forms. In the contemporary world, ritual art has transcended its traditional bounds. Today, it influences modern art forms, integrating ancient symbols and practices into works that address current social, political, and spiritual questions. So this fusion highlights the enduring need for ritual in expressing identity, voicing resistance, or fostering healing. I mean, ritual art is not static, it evolves while continuing to connect us to our cultural heritage and collective human experience. Understanding its history enriches our appreciation of its power and place in contemporary society, bridging the past with present innovations and insights, such as those from neuroaesthetics, or where I might come in a later episode to enhance its impact and relevance. This journey through time shows us that ritual art is not just about preserving the past, it's about understanding our present and inspiring our future. It connects us to our cultural heritage and to each other, making us realize that despite our diverse histories, we share a collective human experience through the universal language of art. It's a bridge between the ancient and the modern, the sacred and the communal, the aesthetic and the spiritual, and as we continue to explore its connections, like I've mentioned already, with neuroscience and psychology, we uncover even deeper layers of its impact on us. So stay tuned for next week's episode for the Artitude Podcast, where I'll delve even deeper into the intriguing world of psychology and neuroscience that influence our understanding of ritual art. We'll explore the latest breakthroughs and research findings that shed light on how art affects our brains and our behaviors. How does engaging with art change us neurologically? What new insights can psychology offer into the transformative power of ritualistic art? I invite you to dive deeper into this discussion. Do you have thoughts, questions, or experiences related to today's topic? Maybe a story of cultural blending in art that has touched your life? I would love to hear from you. Join the conversation in our Isle of West Cork artist group, when we connect and share our insight and stories about the impact of art in our lives, or go to Instagram to my account at Detschlich or at Artitude or at I Love West Cork Artist as well, where you can leave your direct messages. I would like to do a question and answer session about that as well in one of my next episodes. Eventually, so a heartfelt thank you to all our listeners around the globe, whether you're tuning in from a bustling city in America, a vibrant neighborhood in Argentina, a quaint town in England, the rolling hills of Ireland, or the historical landscapes of Germany and beyond. Your engagement and passion for exploring the depth of art and culture with us here at Artitude makes this journey all the more enriching and worthwhile. So I would say, as we wrap up today's journey through the vibrant and intersecting worlds of ritual art and syncretism, I hope you have found inspiration in the rich tapestry of cultures and ideas we've explored. It's through these artistic blends that we see the power of unity and creativity, how across centuries and continents, human expression finds common ground even amidst diversity. Join us, we unpack these questions with fresh research and expert opinions that deepen our appreciation and understanding of the complex interplay between art and the human mind. Don't miss this enlightening continuations of our journey through the science behind art. So I would say, my dear friends, until next time, keep the spirit of curiosity alive. And remember, art is not just what you see, but what you make others see. Thank you for listening and take care. Until next Sunday, 10 a.m. Your deadline.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. Ah! That was too close.